Blog Talk Radio.
Of the 21 day mind detox ebook devotional, and I have that for 60% off. So if y'all go out to bit.ly/detox anniversary, you can get it for like $1.26. Also, if you're ready to do this detox journey with us, we're doing some detoxing and trying to get healthy and all that. You can go to bit.ly/onfire2live, and your one stop shop to all of your promotional products, your custom design products. You can go to uniqueexpressionbydesign.com or facebook.com/UEBdesigns to get any of your personal logo, things with your logos and mugs and all that, then take good care of you. We have Mom Biz Boss. Mom Biz Boss is a place of networking for moms, aunts, grandmas, or people who are guardians. And so they business owners doing businesses, and you can join their group at we just had their monthly brunch on Friday. Had an awesome time with some great awesome women, so you can connect with them by going to mombizboss.org. That's mombizboss.org, and you go network with those ladies. They are, I'm telling, said, because business and motherhood is one and the same. That's their tagline. And then finally, come dance with Mina. So y'all, on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 6:30 p.m., ladies, get your Zumba on. We have a really good time. Catch my breath, get ready for the show, and woo! But it is so much fun, and it gets you moving. So ladies, it's time to get your movement in. So go visit on Facebook, come dance with Mina, and join us. So tonight's topic is, who are you? So let's talk about this thing. Who are you? You know, many times we get caught up in who we are. We say that job, we are our past, we are, and especially with men, a lot of times men correlate their job or their career with who they are. So if there's a layoff or, you know, career change or something, sometimes there's a shock to them, and as well as women. But we got to understand that our job titles are those things are not indicative to who we are. That doesn't make us. Titles don't make us. Knowing who you are, knowing your identity, especially now, I know so many people who knew who they were are now questioning that. And it's not time to question. And, you know, I was listening today to Rise Up World on Facebook. They do every Monday at 1 p.m. for those of you who are available. But if you're not, well, today we actually had something different because it was a holiday yesterday. But they have different speakers coming in that are very successful, and they talk about different things. And so it's so funny. So every time that the Holy Spirit gives me a topic, they'll turn around and give me confirmation through whatever I'm listening to or whatever. Hey, Miss Nicole, how you doing? Welcome, welcome. So, blessings to you as well. So we're talking about, Prophetess, we're talking about quality. Let time upgrade your mindset. He said it's time to upgrade your mindset, not downgrade dreams because of the time that we're in. That thing left me, y'all. It was like, because so many of us have gotten caught up in, well, what do I do now? Well, who am I? This is time to actually go in and get in God's face and say, okay, what did you really call me to do? That job may not necessarily be it. You know, there may be a shift. He's trying to shift where you're supposed to be, not where you necessarily thought you wanted to be. I know that was my case about 10 years ago, shifting out of the IT field, going into what I absolutely love to do. But he said it's time to upgrade your mindset. He said that it's very important, and especially now, more. He said, what do you believe? Because what you believe is possible. If you believe it and believe it, it's going to happen. Right? And he asked, what do you believe you are capable of? Now, what do you believe that you're capable of? And lastly, what do you believe you actually deserve? Now, y'all, that's a big question right now. What do you believe you deserve? That's an awesome time to move in purpose. Yes, this is high time for the move in purpose at this point. And so many people now are searching. And guess what? One of the speakers even spoke on that. He said, and this was, I think he announced his name, he said, purpose is not lost. It just needs to be developed. So sometimes people are searching. I lost my purpose. No. It wasn't lost. It's still in you. Your promises are still there. But sometimes you need to just develop that purpose. And then he said, one of the questions he asked is, what would you do for free? And I used to love to ask, when I used to mentor, I used to love to ask that question. What is it that you would do for free? And this is my version of it, that if you would do it for free, but you could make an honest living off of it, then you found purpose. And he went as far as to say, if you do it for free and solve a problem, you're serving and solving a problem for someone else, and you do it for free. He said, once you figure that out, you found your purpose, and that is magnified by the impact that you're making. Y'all, I just want to just jump all up and down when that man said that, because it's time for us to no longer just to exist, but know exactly who you are and walk that thing out and just be happy and live a life that, you know, it's time to live. So one of the other things he said, once you figure out your purpose, develop it and be loyal to it. Yeah, I hear that. Develop your purpose, right? Become an expert at what you love to do. But then he said, be loyal to it. Don't shortchange yourself or your gift. And then he said, don't hit the snooze button on yourself. Y'all, that's a mouthful. Y'all hear me? He said, don't hit the snooze button on yourself. You know, a lot of times you're snoozing on your dreams, you're snoozing on your goals. You know, well, when my kids get a little older, when this happened, when that happened. No, the time is now. It is time to move. It's time to rise up in your purpose. Now, one of the other things that I said that I love to say is it's time to stop existing and start living a life that you created to live, not just you learned. See, I learned to do the IT, but that wasn't what I was called to do. See, what you're called to do, there's a bubbling on the inside of you, and you just love, love, love it. Who are you? Can you answer that question? Who are you? Not your job title, not your past, not your present, not the labels that people have put on you. Who are you? All right, so the next thing was, they said it's time for you to upgrade your mindset and the thoughts that you are to, of the person that you are to become. You know, one of the scriptures, and I was looking for that thing, and in the first part of that scripture, and it's John 1 and 12, in the first part of that scripture, it says, I've given you the right to become. Become sons of God, but he said, I've given you the right to become. It's already on the inside of you, but become that which you are. Did y'all get what I just said? Become that which you already are. Walk in it. Magnify what's on the inside of you. As he said, Bedro said, he said, perfect that thing. I was like, wow, that is awesome. And as I shared last week, there are so many resources right now that's free, that's not including YouTube and Google and things. What is it that you used to love doing or you still love doing and you kind of play around with it, but you have a heart for it? What is it? So let's discuss this topic tonight. Who are you? Now, I want y'all to be shy tonight. For those of you who want to come on, I'm actually putting the link in the thing now, and all you have to do is click, and I'm gonna share. Do you have anything to share on the topic itself, or anything that I've said to this point? While I'm waiting for somebody to get bold and come on and join, I'm gonna give you a couple of scriptures while we wait. So, a couple of scriptures that bless me, like I said, John 1 and 12, that I've given you the right to become. But as many as receive power to become sons of God was one of the things he's given us the right to become. Now, also, we know that we were perfectly, fearfully and wonderfully made. So everything about us is already perfect. We were fearfully and wonderfully made. So why do we second guess and shortchange ourselves? Why do we make others a priority and ourselves an option? Now it's time to make yourself a priority and walk out that purpose. Perfect that which is already on the inside of you, that thing that you love, that hone in on your craft. It's time for that. So who's going to join me tonight? Let's see here. Y'all being shy tonight. I don't even understand it. But if you want to join in and answer the question or just give some feedback, click on that link that I just put in, the StreamYard link, and I'm going to bring you on. But another scripture that I love that is pertaining to this is knowing that you were made in the image of God. You were made in his image and his likeness. So why not do what he's called you to do? And I look at this. The only way you can fail is not even try. Failure is not trying. And in this hour, guess what? You have nothing to lose. Try it. You absolutely love it anyway. So do what you love. Love what you do. You know, one of the things I realized when it was time for me to actually stop existing and start living, one of the things I realized was I would get to work and look at the clock and I'm like, oh, God, it's only 10 o'clock. Now, y'all, that's existing. That is kind of, it's almost like you're wishing your life away. It's, for lack of a better term, it's time to walk out what God has given you. I mean, I've seen some people with so many gifts, but they're like, well, but I don't know if anybody will listen to me, or I don't know if anybody will hire me. Well, you'll never know unless you try it. Who are you? It's time to actually dig deep and walk this thing out. It is time today. Start today. Even if you, I don't know, there were some things that you used to dream of as a kid. You know, I don't know, somewhere between going from that child, that teenager into adulthood, life happens to us. And I don't know that we forget how to dream, or life just happens and we just stop dreaming. But it's time to dream again. It's time to pick that thing up and do that which is already on the inside of you. So another scripture I have, since I have people who are acting a little bashful this evening, another scripture I have to encourage you, Genesis 9 and 6, New Living Translation says this: if anyone takes a human life, that person's life will be taken by human hands. For God has made human beings in his own image. So there again, he's telling us we're made in his image. So I've given you two scriptures telling you you were made in his image and likeness. And then Ephesians 2 and 10, y'all, I love this scripture. Ephesians 2 and 10, New Living Translation again, says, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. Y'all, it's time for us to do the good things that we love. What is it? I love encouraging people. I love empowering people. I love leading people. And somebody, that's part of me. That's part of my DNA. Who are you? What do you love to do? What makes you you? Not a title, but what do you love to do? Who are you? Somebody answer that question for me tonight. Who are you? Good evening, Miss Tanita from Atlanta. Good evening, good evening. Who wants to come on tonight and share with me? Who are you? And what is it that you love to do? And let's talk about it. Let's chat. Because it's time for us to walk it out. It's time for us to no longer delay our destiny. No more. No more time. It's time for us to walk this thing out. You know, you've been chosen to walk that out. Somebody's waiting on you. Somebody's saying, man, I wish he'd do this. Man, I wish she'd go ahead and do this, because I'm waiting. And as I wait, I'm getting kind of impatient, because she knows she need to rise up and do this thing. There are so many people that are called to, like, there are some people who are the best massage therapists. There are some people who are the best estheticians, and even people who are the best cooks and chefs. It's time. I just love to love on people. You love to love on people. Amen. And you know what? And that's a gift. The gift of that exhortation is to encourage people. That's what I do. I do it effortlessly. You love on people. And there are so many ways to love on people. And so I know one of the young ladies that shared with us last week, she loves to encourage people, empower people. And so as a result, she went and got her her Christian life coaching certification. And she young adults, and because they can definitely relate to her. She's in their age group. She can talk to anybody because she's so mature. But those young people, really, really, they're like open. They open up with her. What is it that you love to do? What is it that you do effortlessly? What is it that you can sleep and breathe the thing? And if you could do it for free but make money off of it, what is it? What would it be? What do you love to do? Who are you really? And are you living that out? Or are you just doing like I was, making good money, but not really happy anymore because you're not walking on your purpose? As I said, you were doing what you learned to do, but not what you were born to do. You know, when you become a person that is living in your purpose and living on purpose, it now becomes a joy to be able to do what you do. You heard me. It becomes a joy. You look at it differently. It's like, I get to do this. I get to encourage you all each and every week. I get to write my books. I get to speak to people. That's what I love to do. Who are you? What do you do? What do you love to do? What do you do easily without having to give yourself permission to do it? I mean, you just do it. What is it that you do? I want somebody to take this baton tonight and tell me, who are you? I want you to introduce yourself. Tell me who you are. And what do you love to do? I just want somebody to give me some feedback tonight, because I'm actually feeding off of you guys tonight, but everybody's being a little shy. And welcome to everybody. Let's talk about, who are you? Who are you really? Who are you truly? What do you love to do? What makes you be who you are? I am Aaliyah, the Purpose Midwife. I'm your coach. I'm your biggest cheerleader. I'm that person that says, hey, it's already on the inside of you. It's time to push. It's time to birth it out. It's to walk in that which you already are. It's time to become that the best version of you. No longer being silent, no longer being silenced, but walking out who you are. The young man that spoke earlier, his name was, I think it's pronounced Beatrice, but he said that he had a brain injury. And they labeled him, oh, he's that child with that brain problem. And so as a result, he lived out that label for a long time. But y'all, now he's such a success on the human brain. And he learns, he teaches you how to actually learn faster, how to learn things, because he took that which he was labeled and he turned that thing around, and that became the thing that was the catalyst to make him great at what he became, and not the excuse of what he existed in. He didn't exist in that boy with that label of being a problem, a person with a problem with a brain problem. No, he took that and became great at being able to tell you, let me tell you how you can be that person to learn, like to be the speed reader, to do this, to do that. Y'all, when I tell y'all some of the things he said, he was talking about awarding yourself with being able to not sleep on yourself. He said not being able, let me see, I actually took some notes for you guys, because when I tell y'all that thing was powerful. He said, that wasn't Beatrice, I'm sorry y'all, that was Jim Quick that said that. He said there are 5 C's while we're in this cocoon right now, because we're in a cocoon in this quarantine, right? But he said there are 5 C's that we need to do. Number one, he said we need to get clarity. Clarity on your purpose and the power that you walk in, because your purpose is your power. And so it's time for you to strengthen that muscle, right? So he said that your clarity, your first C was your clarity. That's your power. And then he said the next C was care. He said self-care isn't selfish. He said that's actually a part of what you need to make sure you're practicing. He said, but also caring enough for being able to, strengthen that muscle. And knowing that your well-being is he said that your brain is your wealth, your biggest wealth-building device. And so self-care, part of your self-care affects your mental capacity, right? Then he went from clarity and care to your contribution. What are you contributing to being the best version of yourself? What are you contributing to others? How are you helping others? You can FaceTime somebody and just check in on them, or you can call them and check in on them, because people are in some places right now to where you never know how they need you and your help. And you just sharing your gift can be a blessing to them. Your creativity. In this hour, you can get so creative if you allow yourself to just walk in that part of you, because we are all creative in some capacity. Then he said your capability. He said we all have a to-do list. He said, but do you have a to-learn list? Y'all heard me. We all have a to-do list, but do you have a to-learn list? What is it that you want to learn? Let's see. Girls and women, push past their pain, pursue their purpose, and I love to pray as an intercessor at heart. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing. Yes. And that's the thing. What is it that you love to do? And see, that part of you, when you love that, you get to do that. You get to serve those women. You get to serve those girls. And then being an intercessor at heart, oh, honey, that's just a part of you as well, loving what you're doing and praying from the heart and helping women and young women and girls. Love, love, love that. So it's time for us to get clarity, as he said, as Jim Quick told us, time for us to get clarity, practice some care, self-care, right? Contribution, what's your contribution? What's your capability? And in that capability, you have your to-do list, but what is your to-learn list? How are you becoming that best version of you that you were created to be? So no longer are you sitting back just letting life happen. It's time for you to live the life that you created to live. So it's time for you to walk in your purpose. It's time for you to live the life that God has called you to live. It's time for you to dream again. And it's time for you to allow those dreams to now manifest and become a reality. So last call, anybody, let me check in Radio Land World and see anybody is joining in from over there. All right, nobody has their hand up over there. So last call, anybody want to join on the screen and share, who are you? And walking out who you are. This is time for us to walk out, y'all. I mean, time, as he put it, while we're in the cocoon, it's time. He said butterflies are beautiful, but it's in the cocoon where the most work happens, where all of the beauty really happens and all the work happens. And so while we're in this cocoon, I want you guys to allow the beauty to take place and for you to become the best version, perfect your craft, hone in on the things you love, research it, Google it, YouTube. Hi, Miss Maggie, how you doing? Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. So it's time for us to become the best version of ourselves, become, walk in that purpose. And as Vitro said earlier in the show today, he said, be loyal to your purpose. When you walk that thing out, be loyal to it. Don't press the snooze button on yourself. Walk out that which you were called to be. Well, y'all are being a little shy tonight. You don't want to come on. That's okay. But I had to give y'all those nuggets because it's time for us to be free. It's time for you to be free to be you. Say this. It's time for me to be free to be me. And so it's time for you to walk out your freedom and walk into your destiny. I love you guys. I'll be back same time, same place next week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am Aaliyah, Miss On Fire to Inspire Your Purpose Midwife. I'll see you next week on Fire to Inspire. Thank you again to all of our sponsors on Fire to Inspire. Blessings.